President Trump is in Davos, Switzerland today, meeting with world leaders at the World Economic Forum. He is the first sitting U.S. president to go since Bill Clinton in 2000. NPR's Scott Horsley is traveling with the president and joins us from Davos. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
And how's he being received so far?
I think warily. I mean, Davos is kind of the mecca of globalization and a potentially hostile audience for the president's America First message. That said, the president plans to do his best salesmanship job here. He's trying to recruit more foreign investment to the U.S., saying that brings jobs to the folks back home. But he's also going to confront the international community about what he sees as unfair trade practices and other ways in which he thinks America has kind of gotten the short end of the stick.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of what he said this morning. He was meeting with Theresa May, the UK prime minister, and he said to expect huge increases in trade between the two countries.
We're working on transactions in terms of economic development, trade, maybe most importantly, military. We are very much joined at the hip when it comes to the military.
And we heard something very similar from the UK Prime Minister Theresa May. Let's listen.
And alongside that, working for a good trade relationship in the future, which will be to both our benefits. So the UK and the US both do well out of this. And it's been great to see you today.
Now, when you hear her say that, talking about more trade between the UK and the US, we think of Brexit. Of course, she's having to figure out what will be next when the UK has a different relationship with Europe. Do you expect there to be more trade announced between Britain and the U.S.?
Possibly, although they've been talking about that for a long time and we haven't seen any real action yet. Certainly, President Trump is much more receptive to the idea of a one-on-one trade agreement between the U.S. and the U.K. than his predecessor, Barack Obama, was. In the run-up to the Brexit vote, remember, Obama warned the British people, look, you pull out of the EU, you're going to have to go to the back of the line. We're trying to strike multilateral trade deals. President Trump has exactly the opposite idea. He doesn't like multilateral trade deals, so a one-on-one agreement with the UK might be in the offing.
President Trump also spoke today with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and he was talking about the aid that the U.S. gives to the Palestinians.
We give them tremendous amounts, hundreds of millions of dollars a year. That money is on the table. Because why should we do that as a country if they're doing nothing for us? And what we want to do for them is help them. We want to create peace and save lives. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But the money is on the table.
What's your take on that, Scott? That seems pretty significant that he said that.
We should say that the U.S. has already put some economic aid to the Palestinians on hold, and the president is threatening to withhold more if the Palestinian leadership doesn't agree to come to the bargaining table with Israel. You hear there the very transactional way that this president views America's use of its foreign aid dollars. Of course, he didn't talk about the larger sums that the U.S. contributes to Israel in that equation. This was the first time that Trump and Netanyahu have met face-to-face since Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and to move the U.S. embassy there from Tel Aviv. He criticized the Palestinians, who were very unhappy with that move, for refusing to meet with Vice President Pence when he was in the region not long ago. And as you heard, he threatened to withhold more funds from the Palestinians if they don't come to the bargaining table.
You mentioned that President Trump does not like multilateral trade agreements. We know that he pulled the U.S. out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal. The headline in the New York Times today is that the U.S. is pushing America first while the world moves on. Is that your sense at Davos, that maybe people are just saying, okay, if he doesn't want to trade with us, we're going to just trade with each other?
That's certainly the signal that other countries are trying to send. Now, the United States is still an enormous market, and other countries really can't afford to simply ignore the United States. But we saw the announcement this week of the other 11 countries that were in the TPP moving ahead, making a deal, and the United States being on the outside looking in.
What are you going to be watching for in tomorrow's speech?
What is the balance the president strikes here between putting out the welcome mat for foreign investments and, on the other hand, sort of beating up on the global community for what he sees as unfair trade practices and other unfair practices? You know, how much of this is going to be welcome to America and how much is going to be America first?
That's NPR's Scott Horsley traveling with the president in Davos, Switzerland. Scott, thanks.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
And by the way, President Trump gave an interview to CNBC today and said he would consider reentering the TPP trade deal if the terms were more favorable to the U.S.